Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. Have some free time this summer? Looking for some good conversation, some learning opportunities? There is a program at Sac State University that offers older adults a free interactive space to learn about a wide variety of subjects. Some of them include learning about the history of Juneteenth, which is coming up this weekend, a deep dive into Little Richard and Black roots of rock and roll, and a look into Sacramento's historic Japantown and Chinatown, and those are just a few. The Renaissance Society of Sacramento is in partnership with Sac State, and they kicked off their summer series that's titled Celebrating Diversity, Telling Stories That Haven't Been Told, and it runs through July 28th. Joining us is Deborah Seiler and Dora Duggar. Deborah is the president of the Renaissance Society, and Dora is organizing the summer program series. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
So, Deborah, I want to start with you. What is the Renaissance Society of Sacramento?
Well, first of all, let me say that it is not about jousting in Sonoma County. Yeah. The Renaissance Society was formed over 36 years ago by a couple of professors who were retiring, and they wanted to stay engaged in lifelong learning. And they were supported by then-President Donald Gerth, who actually contributed seed money to form the organization. And the Renaissance Society was born with four learning seminars at the beginning, and now we have grown to over hundreds of presentations every academic year.
Wow. What attracted you? What got you involved from the very beginning?
Well, I was involved because I retired from my career and my neighbor introduced me to Renaissance. I'd like to turn this over, though, to Dora, because Dora has a very interesting and compelling comment.
Hey, Dora, can we hear you? I think we're having some technical issues.
I hope.
Oh, we can hear you. Yeah, wonderful. Oh, yes, we
fantastic.
Can hear you. Oh, Zoom. The best and kind of like the kinks of Zoom, right? That we've all been accustomed to. So, Dora, yeah, why don't you take the lead? What attracted you to the Renaissance Society? What do you want people to know about it?
You know, I've been a member for 2 years, and actually, because of COVID-19, I was looking for something to do, being that we were all stuck in the house, and someone had told me about the Renaissance Society a couple of years prior, and I thought, why don't I look into it? Now, one of the things I love about it is diverse classes and lectures they offer for just $100 a year, and you can take as many classes as you want. And now that COVID is sort of on the down, we can have in-person classes as well as Zoom classes. And I live kind of far from the campus, so the Zoom classes really work out for me a lot of the time. Let's see, what else? One of the things, the classes are so diverse, like the one I really appreciate and my grandkids enjoy, the fact that I learned how to use my iPhone. And I don't have to go to them all the time. And also there's classes on growing native California plants in my yard. And there's one that I really, really took to heart personally, and it was about dementia. One of our close family members came down with it. So I was able to, with the class, see what he's going through and have an understanding. And there's one last class I'd just like to mention. It's Qigong, which I go into the campus to take that. It's really nice to have.
You just laid out such a wide variety of topics that are so important. They're tangible that you can apply to your everyday lives, including, you know, I mean, you mentioned, you know, being able to use a smartphone and using it to the best of its capabilities, but also something that touches so many families, dementia and memory loss and not knowing how to navigate that, because oftentimes there's not a handbook for it, right? And this class and these lectures kind of help with that guidance in navigating really difficult times, you know, in a family's life. You're now curating the summer program series, Dora. I mean, what's in store for this summer?
Well, actually, I'm just one of many. Thank you, Deborah. But there's a host of people collaborating to make this a great program. There's only eight of them, being that it's an eight-week summer program. But they start from, we just had one, the Native American Experience with Al Stripton. It was really, really wonderful. We have the Juneteenth program coming up this Friday. Now, being an African-American, I know very little about Juneteenth, So I'm very excited to listen to what Dr. Daryl Freeman has to say about that this Friday. And let's see, one of the
So,
go
Dora,
ahead.
we also have one of our members is Frank Martinez, who is a retired Air Force lieutenant colonel, and he's going to be moderating a panel on the experiences of people in the military, people of color in the military, going back descendants from World War I, descendants of military veterans from World War II, and how their own experiences in the military as people of color influenced them and their families.
Deborah, what goes into selecting these eight topics that are going to be taking place this summer? Because, you know, as Dora mentioned, there was a history, a Native American history. We're going to be learning about Juneteenth. You mentioned a veterans panel. There's even a gospel choir, a history of Sacramento's Chinatown and Japantown, as well as a Little Richard documentary, which sounds pretty cool. How do you narrow it down to these eight topics?
Well, it was really tough. There were a group of us, and we were really looking at to reflect the diversity of the Sacramento community. We would like to expand our membership. We would like to increase the diversity of our own membership. And so we got to thinking, well, what would be appealing to people and what is appropriate for the Sacramento community? So, you know, we were looking to the Asian population, the Native American population, our African American population, and our Latinx populations. So we just came up with these things through our volunteers and through their connections with the community.
Are there requirements to participate in the classes?
No, not at all. And in fact, I'd like to emphasize that our classes are free. They are open to the public. They are on campus. They are recorded on Zoom, and there will be a recording after the event as well. So for people coming on campus, they'll be in Del Norte Hall, room 1004, and there is parking available. For non-members who don't have a parking permit, the parking is $8 per day.
Dora, you know, given that you've been part of the Renaissance Society now for a couple of years, you know, what does it mean to kind of see the level of engagement that you get from people who are participating? I know you started, you know, when things were remote, but that's changing now.
Actually, one of the things that I see is the excitement of those that are taking the classes and also the instructors that are volunteering their time. They're not getting paid to give these programs during the year. I'm speaking of the year classes that they offer. And I really enjoy that, being that they're so diverse. Now, one of the things that I have noticed is less minorities participating in these particular programs and also in our Renaissance Society. I'm looking to see that growth in the near future. We have a new president, Dr. Wood, at Sac State, and I'm really happy to see that and listen to what he has to say for the future. And I really appreciate your interview last week with him. That was wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, I was just going to mention that. I really enjoyed speaking with the incoming president. You know, finally, Deborah, I mean, it's not just a summer series for free adult classes. The Renaissance Society also does philanthropic work, you know, to help students in need on campus. And this is kind of a year-round thing. There's a fall schedule as well.
Absolutely, there's a fall schedule. Our motto is learn, connect, and share. And we've talked a little bit about the learn part of these presentations. We will have so many more in the fall. Our classes begin September 5th. We will have our catalog posted on August 14th, and we have an orientation and open house coming up on August 18th. So we invite members and non-members, certainly prospective members, to come out and visit us. But with respect to the connect portion, I'd like to emphasize that we have lots of opportunities for our members to connect with the Sac State students. This is very meaningful to our members. We have over 80 volunteers each semester who mentor students taking the gerontology courses. which is very fulfilling on both sides. And sometimes they form lifelong friendships as a result of those mentoring. We give up our aging bodies to the physical therapy department once a year, and they measure how well we can touch our toes and climb a flight of stairs, and how often we can sit down and stand up in a chair and walk for 6 minutes. So things like that are really fun. We also do ushering for the theater and dance performances. So we have wonderful opportunities to connect with the university. With respect to the share aspect, we give out each year 7 $3,000 scholarships to Sac State students. We have given out over $250,000 in scholarships through the history of our organization to Sac State students. And more recently, with the food insecurity for our mm-hmm. students on campus, these poor Sac State students, some of them are supporting families, siblings, children, and we collect over thousands of dollars for the food pantry.
Well, this was such a treat to learn about the Renaissance Society. Deborah Seiler and Dora Duggar are both with the Renaissance Society of Sacramento. We have more information if you want to get involved, and that is on our Insight page. And with that, that's Insight. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.